welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 13th comes from Numbers 22. The book of Numbers begins with a system, a perfect system that Yahweh gave to his people to regulate how they conducted themselves in his presence so that he could live in their midst. Yahweh had set precise boundaries with promises of blessing for obedience and warnings that whoever transgressed the space of Yahweh's holiness would be put to death. But as the book of Numbers progresses, the themes change significantly. No longer is there any suggestion that Israel might keep the law and thereby maintain their standing before Yahweh. Rather than growing in obedience, the people of Israel falter in many ways. Frequent complaints about their provisions, for example in Numbers 11 verses 1 through 15, the opposition of Miriam and Aaron against Moses in Numbers 12, the bad report of the cowardly spies and the faithlessness of the people in Numbers 13:25 through 14 verse 12, the capital crime of the Sabbath breaker in Numbers 15 verses 32 through 36, Korah's rebellion in Numbers 16, Moses' failure to uphold Yahweh as holy in the eyes of the people in Numbers 20 verses 10 through 13, and even more complaining that prompted Yahweh to send fiery serpents into the midst of his people in Numbers 21 verses 4 through 9. The introduction of Yahweh's perfect law has not reformed Israel. Rather, Israel seems to be growing progressively worse. The big theological question that hangs in the background of Numbers 22 then is this: given the chance, will Yahweh turn away from his people? They have completely failed, from the least of them all the way up to the great Moses himself. So, will Yahweh curse them, abandon them, and raise up a new people to start over? There is real drama when the messengers of Balak come to Balaam, a prophet, asking him to curse the people of Israel. At this point, Yahweh would have legitimate reasons for listening to Balaam and taking this opportunity to reject his people once and for all. But as though to mark his absolute, unbreakable, covenantal resolve to protect his people, Yahweh moves heaven and earth to prevent the curse of Israel. The story of Balaam's donkey, speaking in Numbers 22, verses 22 through 41, is not a cute embellishment given for the purpose of entertaining children on flannel graph boards in Sunday school classrooms. Instead, it is intended to underscore the fact that Yahweh will not abandon his people, no matter how far they have fallen. We will explore more of the story of Balaam and Balak over the next few days, but meditate on the character of Yahweh as revealed in this passage. If even here we see Yahweh refusing to abandon his people, what better assurance do we have that he will be faithful to us in Jesus Christ? Reflect on Romans 5 verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to get exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.